to open our Bible to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. The Bible says, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat, and I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee as a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Well, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on the blessed of God. The blessed of God. As we see this, I was thinking about this as Jesus greatly rejoicing in announcing the things that He came to do in this world. He came to announce that He was doing the work of His Father. Amen. The Father in heaven. He was speaking the words of God the Father, praise God, for God's glory. He's coming into the world that through Him, God the Father, might be glorified and magnified, lifted up above everything else. Praise God. Can you imagine what could happen in this world? I'm just hung up on this. If we just put aside everything that we have to deal with, everything that we have, and I know we got to continually to do things. We got to work and strive and do all the things that we do on a daily basis. But what if we took time during the day just to stop and just praise God? What if we start changing our attitude toward God and just realize how much we need Him and begin to ask Him to help us? Amen. Jesus was magnifying the Father, lifting Him up in every aspect, and He was He would come to the world to glorify God. He would come into this world to do the will of His Father. Amen. If we could have that mindset, the mind that was in Christ, it would change the aspect of everything around us. Our folks would get saved, number one, and get in. Praise God. They'd begin to see the need for a Savior. Begin to see the need, praise God, for that separation that we need unto the Lord Jesus Christ to magnify His name, to have the power of God manifest in our spirit. Amen. I'm afraid we're living in a spiritual dead world. A world where the Spirit of God is not real. We don't let Him thrive. We don't let Him live. Praise God. We don't feed the Spirit, our spirit, with the things, the spiritual things of God. And we wonder why we're cold and dead and indifferent. But God Almighty says, listen, the blessed ones of God, the ones that God wants to bless and help, praise God, He will if we'll let Him. Amen. But we gotta let Him. We have to sell out for Him, praise God. Ask the Lord, praise the Lord, to help our hearts. Amen? Because the blessed ones of God are those the ones that's going to inherit the kingdom. Amen? That millennial kingdom, that kingdom that God has designed and He got ready to set up for those that's ready for that kingdom. Amen? That kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen? We have a kingdom that's prepared. In other words, it's made ready. But who's going to be able to enter into that kingdom of God? Those that's been made ready for the kingdom that's made ready for them. Amen? Hey, if I say, listen today, church, you know what? I really like you. You seem to be doing good. You're putting a lot of effort into it. So I'm just gonna give you a piece of property, and I'm gonna build you a house, and I'm gonna get that house ready for you to move into. Amen. Praise God. Ain't a person in here, boy, that wouldn't go, whoa! Thank you, preacher. I appreciate that. But if you're not ready to move into that house won't do you no good. It'll just sit there idle. Amen. But praise God, if we're ready, praise for that He's prayed offered us, He's offered us to prepare us a place. He's offered us, praise God, to make ready a place for me and you. But we just have to get ready for that place. And we do that through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God has offered here a kingdom. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Amen. In other words, God, the Lord is coming to finish what He started. Amen. The Lord is not like you and me. Now, I've had to reevaluate situations around me lately, because my wife has informed me that I start a lot of projects and don't finish none. Amen. I get a lot of things tore apart. And I got good. Hey, listen, I'm like you. I have good intentions. I intend to get back on Brother Daddy in just a little while and get it finished. But then something else catches my attention. I think, well, you know, I need to go ahead and just do this. And next thing you know, I got projects all over the hill. So I reevaluated the situation, mine. Amen. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start finishing these projects, and I'm not going to start anything else till I get done. And you know what I figured out the other day? After completing about three projects I'd been working on for a while, after finishing them, three projects, getting them done, the satisfaction of just knowing, praise God, that those are done and those are behind me. I don't have to worry about them no more. I don't have to look at them no more. Amen. And then I can move on to something else. Praise the Lord. We see God Almighty. We see Him establishing a relationship with us, praise God, that we don't have to worry about, because God Almighty says, that I've started in you, He said, I'm going to fit the work I started. He said, I'm going to finish it. Amen. He doesn't just linger and long and pray along and just leave you as you are, but praise God, He works on His continue to finish the product that He started. You're on the potter's wheel, God's hands on you, He's working out the bumps and the lumps and the imperfections in our life, praise God, so that one day, glory, hallelujah, you will be a finished product. So God has offered a kingdom. He's coming in His glory. He's going to set Himself up. And He's going to look at the situation. He's going to see who we are, where we are, and what we need. And He's going to begin to meet those needs. And He already has. We see Him moving in our hearts and our lives. We see Him moving in families. We see Him moving in homes. We see Him moving in individuals. We see Him touching minds and working His way down into the heart and saving souls. The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save who? The lost. You remember when you was lost? Remember when you was lost? Remember when you didn't know Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin? You was just bebopping along, trying to make do the best you could with what you had. And then, Lord, one day, one night, one evening, one morning, whenever it was, the Lord Jesus Christ moved upon your heart. The Spirit of God touched you and helped you realize that you wasn't all that, that you was lost and undone with God, that hell would be your home. Praise God, you'd be doomed and damned for eternity away from the presence of God. And you fell on your face and said, oh, Lord, help me. And something happened. Something happened that day. Something happened in that moment, in that instant in your life when you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you sin, and you invited Him to come into your heart, praise God. And you invited Him, you asked Him to become the Lord of your life. You know, a lot of times I think we fall down and we realize we're old sinners. But we need to repent of our sin. That means to say, Lord, please forgive me of my sinfulness, the awful things I do that's displeasing to You. And we need to ask Him to forgive us and to invite the Lord Jesus into our heart to become the Lord of our lives, the Master, the Shepherd of our soul, praise God, to help us every day. I wonder how many of us, now listen to me, church. Now I know I'm preaching to the church this morning. How many of us, praise God, have got saved and born again, but we've never truly, really invited the Lord to be to become the Lord and the shepherd of our soul? I'm talking about an everyday occurrence where every day we get up and we say, Lord, I need you to help me today. I need you to give me the strength that's from the throne of grace because I know you have all power in heaven and on earth. And I'm going to face some earthly things today that's going to be hard and confusing and rough and hard to get around. And Lord, I need you to be there with me. I need you to help me through it. I need you to give me the wisdom to do right, to do righteously according to your perfect will. And allow God and trust God to do that for us that He does so well so many different instances. Amen? So He's offering up a kingdom here. He said, before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Amen? So we see the Lord when He comes back, amen, and He begins to set up His kingdom. Amen? There's a judgment that takes place, and He calls together the sheep, and He calls together the goats, and He mentions the brethren. Who are the sheep? Those sheep are those that are seeking the Lord and are desiring His appearing and are looking for Him and realize the power, the place and the power of an Almighty God. Those goats are the ones that don't recognize God, don't realize God, think that they don't need God and are going along their own pernicious ways. Kind of sounds like the world that we live in, doesn't it? And the brethren is the nation of Israel. Amen. The brethren are the nation of Israel, praise God, that God Almighty is taking care of. It's the apple of God's eye, amen, that God has put in a place and a peculiar people to Him. Amen. And we see this thing playing out, and we see a kingdom that's been promised. Amen. And that kingdom, that it will not fail. That kingdom will be established because God said so. And those prepared for those that are prepared for that kingdom shall not fail to enter into that kingdom. But there's a time and a place of preparation for every one of us. And this is a preparing place. We're living in a preparing time for those that, praise God, are needful to get in. And that's every one of us. Every one of us, the Bible says we must be born again. Amen? We must be born again and enter into the presence of a holy God. Because sin has isolated us and kept us out. But praise God, God Almighty said He's coming, He's going to gather together all the nations. Amen? We preach Sunday night, if all the nations, all the people begin to praise God, things would be very different. Be very different. You say, well, preacher, if we could just only get that to happen, you know where it starts? It starts with individuals, amen, who love the Lord, who dedicate Himself and just begin to praise God, to begin to thank God for all His goodness to us. And when we begin to praise Him and begin to thank Him, begin to look to Him, things begin to change and we begin to see things a little differently. We begin to see people a little differently. We begin to have compassion on our neighbors and our people and our families and our loved ones. And we begin to invite them, praise God, to come to the Lord. We need to show them, we begin to become an example to them of the love of Christ. Amen. Now, as we look at this here, we realize that we can't be saved by works. Works won't save you. Amen? Works will not save. Somebody tried to tell me this week, well, preacher, I don't worry about salvation by grace. I'm just trusting on you. You know, doing all that I can for the Lord and all that stuff. And as long as I'm doing the good deeds, as long as I'm putting myself out there and doing the things for the Lord, doing it with the right attitude, one of these days I'm going to go to heaven. That's not Bible. Amen? That is not Bible. Praise God. The Bible said Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Every one of us have to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God knows our heart through the Word of God. The Word of God's preached. We listen. We hear it. The Holy Spirit takes it from our head to our heart, moves upon our heart, and we realize we're an old sinner. Praise God. The Bible says we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and we realize that we are that type of sinner, that person, and we fall on our face, and we say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner, and mean it. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people that say it, but they don't mean it. But if we know it and we mean it, Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, will save us and prepare us, praise God, for a place. But we can't work our way in, amen, because we can't even do good works pleasing to God till you're saved. Only the righteous, those that's right with God, can do right works. You know, preacher, I know a lot of people that do a lot of good things. That's right, they do. But they're not pleasing to God till they do it for God Almighty. Amen. Do it in His righteousness. Our righteousness, filthy rags. Amen. But praise God, the righteousness, the doing it in righteousness proves, praise God, that the experience of saving grace is in our hearts. What we see here, the Lord is talking to these people, and He said, they some hear, praise God, and He talks about that in verse 37. He then shall the righteous answer Him. Now they come with questions. They say, wait a minute, Lord. We just don't understand, He said. And then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we then hungered and fed thee, and or thirsty and gave thee drink, or when we saw you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came into you? Amen. You know why they asking this question? The Bible says they were righteous. They were right in their hearts. Amen. They had received the grace of God, salvation of the Lord. But they were not coming with they was asking this question because they wasn't expecting anything in return. Amen. They wasn't expecting to get a reward for doing those things, praise God, that was just right in the eyes of God. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we come with expecting, praise God, if I do this for the Lord and I expect Him to do this for me. Hello? Amen. Kind of like trading, swapping out labor with God. Lord, I'm going to do this for you, but now I expect you to do this for me. Amen. It don't work that way. We do it for God because of righteousness. Amen. Because the saving grace of God is in our heart, and it's just the right thing to do. And God begins to bless us and help us because of that. We see how it takes place here. Look at verse 35, the commendation that we see from the king. Verse 34, he said, well, then shall king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father. Now, I want to say this. He has every right to make this commendation to him. A commendation, praise God, because he is the King of glory. Amen. And he says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God had big plans from the foundation of the world. It isn't just on a whim that God wants to save you and make you a part of His family. Amen. God had plans for you before the foundation of the world that you would be glory. Somebody will just jump up and take a spell. God had plans for you to be part of His family before you was ever thought of. Amen. He knew you, praise God, and He wanted you to be part of His family. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. As I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. Man, I'm not a commendation. He's bragging on them. Amen. He said, this is where I was, and this is what you did. He said, bless your hearts. He said, you gave me drinks. So I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. So I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Amen. He said, that's where I was. And he lays out the details. Amen. Praise God. They had received the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as a Messiah and a Savior. They knew who He was. Praise God. And they was doing things for God that was right in the eyes of God. Men didn't understand. I guarantee people around them didn't understand why they was doing what they did. Men look at us today and they may look at us and they say, I don't understand why you do what you do. Amen. But we do it because God Almighty's been good to us, because we love the Lord. And because we love the brother, we love people. Amen. We love each other. The Bible says that now you know you're saved because you love the brethren. We love each other. Praise the Lord. So we see the details of the kindness, praise God, to him through, praise God, through Christ Jesus. Amen. To the brethren. Praise God. Now we see this and we see the prophetic aspect of it. How through this prophecy has been filled, how the nation of Israel will be taken care of during the tribulation period, during those hard times that's coming, and they're coming. Amen. This thing's all getting set up for it even now. It's getting ready to be played out before us. It's like a movie on a reel. Amen. You look at the Word of God, you look at what's happening out here in the world today, praise God, you see these things, as Luke would say, you see these things begin to come to pass. He said, then you look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God. You realize it's just about time for the Lord to take over. Amen. I'm looking for a great leader in this country. I'm looking for a great leader in this nation to lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. And it's not going to be the president or the vice president or a military leader. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty that's going to step out and lead us, praise God, into victory that's already been won. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Praise God. He's going to proclaim victory. Praise the Lord. He's going to come show us the magnificence of Almighty God. Amen. So we see the actual judgment of the nations at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ as it's played out here prophetically. And God said He's going to take the sheep and He's going to judge them in righteousness. And then He's going to take the goats and He's going to judge them in righteousness. Now let me just say what this is. This is not the great white throne judgment. Had a person the other day said, well, you know, the Bible talks about the great white throne judgment in the book of Matthew chapter 25. I said, no, it don't. It don't. He talks about the righteous. There's no righteous at the great white throne judgment. Amen. There's no righteous there. It's all the dead in the great white throne judgment. They're dead in trespasses and sins. They never get right with God. Amen. They die and are cast into hell. They're taken out of hell and they're judged on what they did. A book and another book will be opened, which is the book of life, and they're going to look for their name all in that book, and there's no place, or there's a place for their name, but there's no name there. And He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And they'll be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever, which is the second death. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, this ain't a very exciting message. It is too, praise God, if you're not going there. If you're a child of God, praise God, you don't have to worry about it. You're saved by the marvelous grace of God, and you're part of the plan of God to go where God is and how it shall be forever. So we see the prophetic meaning in this thing, but we also see this. You can see the secondary application. The secondary application of the Lord Jesus Christ in Christianity today. Amen? In Christianity today, how the service is rendered, praise God, to Christ Jesus. How we magnify His name. We lift Him up, praise God. And how we offer service to our fellow man. Amen? We try to help out where we can. Hello? Hello? Come on now, stay with me. I know we're living a day in error, praise God. It's me and my four and no more. That's about the philosophy of the world today. But the Bible says for Christianity, for those that are born again believers, that we try to be an encouragement and a help everywhere that we can. We try to help out those that are less fortunate. And now I know that we can't take care of all the poor in the world. Jesus Himself said, the poor you have with you always. There's always going to be some people that's unfortunate. There's always going to be people that just won't put forth an effort. Now, I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. There's always going to be people that just won't put forth the effort to have anything. Amen? But God will bless those that do. And most of all, we put forth the spiritual effort to love Lord Jesus Christ like He loves us, to reciprocate that love. God just blessed on purpose and we become a blessing to others around us. the blessing of God. Amen. So we begin to see the service to our fellow man in Christ Jesus, in His name. And so then we begin to see souls in prison. Amen. And we begin to visit them. They say, well, preacher, I ain't going to go to prison and try to visit somebody. But what about those that are imprisoned by Satan? Imprisoned by the sin of this world that have got a, that's got a hold of them and it's got them and it's dragging them down into the pit of hell. Amen. When we realize what Christ did for us and we try to get to them and encourage them and love on them and tell them, say, listen, Jesus Christ loved you and He wants to set you free of the bondage of sin. Amen. God Almighty begins to move in their lives. And they're released, they're taken out from the prison of Satan, pray God, taken away from the bondage of sin that so easily besets them. And they're made free, praise God. They're set at liberty. Amen. Every one of us in here today knows somebody that's in the bondage of sin. Imprisoned by sin, praise God. Amen. We see those that are sick today. They're sick in sin. Amen. Praise God. The spirit and character, praise God, is just drawn down. It's pulled down into the very bottom, into the gutter, and it can't find its way out. The spirit, praise God, of a lot of our people, our friends, our loved ones, our children, our acquaintances, praise God, are in a pit of despair in their character of their soul, in the character of their spirit. Amen. And we can, hey, praise God, we have an opportunity to go to them in the spirit of the Almighty God and say, listen, you can be made free. You can be brought out, praise God. We can break that bondage asunder. Amen. Praise the Lord. The blessed of God. The blessings of God. What He does for us. Amen. Those that sin sick, praise God, today. Those that are caught up in lust. Amen. It's everywhere. It's going to destroy this country. Those that are caught up in the drugs. Amen. That's consuming our people. The ones that's caught up in the alcohol. Amen. They're addicted. They're caught up in sin sickness. People say, well, it's sickness. It is. It's sin sickness. You might tell you how to get away from that. Don't ever get near it. You young people, stay away from the drugs and the alcohol and the illicit sex. Praise God. Hey, the marriage bed is undefiled. Stay with God. Love Lord Jesus Christ. Find somebody, praise God, that loves you and loves Jesus Christ. That don't go after the lust of the flesh. Don't go after the alcohol and the drugs. Amen. Don't hate. You say, well, preacher, I just thought I would try it. Don't try it. Amen. Some people are more apt to be addicted than others. More prone to addiction. Don't try it and you'll never have to worry about being addicted. Amen. Because it's addiction, it's sin that entraps you. But He said, praise God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're exempt. The blessed of God are exempt. Praise God, we're taken out of that. Praise God, we're relieved of that burden of sin. Said we can tell others, praise God, that they might be taken out of that burden. Amen. Visit. A need to visit. A visit of kindness. A visit of support. A vision of encouragement. A little bit of sympathy, praise God. Amen. Yeah, let me tell you something this morning. It's just the grace of God that every one of us ain't caught up in some of that.
Amen.
Amen. It's just the grace of God that every one of us ain't caught up in that, some kind of that mess. Just grace. God kept us from getting there. Amen. That and the love of God. Good godly parents that would have beat you to death if you'd tried that mess. Amen. Those helicopter parents that was hoovering over you all the time. Amen. I'm gonna tell you, that's all right. Amen. Praise God as we go in this world. Praise God. Keep them closer than you ever kept them before. Watch over them. Keep them. Know where they're at. Know where they're going. Know who they're with. Every minute. Amen. And I'm not talking about just these little bitty, I'm talking about these teenagers too. Don't carry them over at the mall and throw them out and let them go wandering around. They'll fall in a pit, be destroyed, praise God. But the principle of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessing of God, amen, is to have an opportunity to know Him and trust Him so that we can keep them out of sin sickness. Amen. Because there's a whole lot of them that's running around naked in the world today. I mean, they're not clothed. Pastor, you say, well, you mean they're running around without any clothes on? They're running around with no righteousness. They're not clothed in the righteousness of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? They're not right with God. And they wonder how come they're, praise God, the righteousness is of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is where we get our righteousness. He's the only way that we can know right. He's the only way that we can be right. Amen. The blessed of God are righteous in their daily living. They're righteous in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're clothed and equipped with a robe of righteousness. His robe, amen, of righteousness that He covers us in so that we might know Him in the free pardon of sin. So we might have the power to persevere in the world that we live in. When the world's are coming at us like a battering ram, praise God, if the robe of righteousness in Christ, amen, we're able to be able to withstand the poundings and the beatings of the world and to come out, praise God, persevere and just shout and praise and give God the glory for all His magnificent care for us, even in these times. The need today, amen, the need today is for truly born-again believers to have a compassionate heart, to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To lift Him up every chance we get, everywhere we go. If we get to looking for an opportunity, God will open a door. Amen. He will open a door. He'll give us opportunity to witness to the lost, to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ so they too can be blessed of God. Amen. So they can get the blessings of God. So that they can be led unto the Lord. Praise God. What we need today is to be born again so that we can lead the lost into the family of God. So that they can be partakers in the family. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice just have everybody in the family? Everybody serving the Lord together. Everybody with a desire and an unction to be a witness for Christ somewhere along the way. Amen. When we become children of God, when we truly are born again believers, and we truly begin to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, to share the gospel of death, burial, and resurrection of our Savior. Now how much He loved us, how much He cared for us. What He wants to do for us if we'll let Him. I tell you, God begins to manifest Himself in a magnificent way. Things begin to happen. People begin to become part of the family of God. Automatically, things begin to change. Amen. Change takes place automatically. Amen. With that, sometimes you don't even understand how it does, but it does. Automatically, things begin to change. Automatically, we'll begin to change, attend services at the house of God. Amen? Where before we didn't see the necessity, didn't see the need for it. When we become born again believers, all of a sudden we see the necessity in becoming a person at the house of God, a regular attendee to the services of the Lord. Amen? You get to Gate Heaven and you just begin to show up. We begin to seek the fellowship of other Christians. Amen. The fellowship with God's people. Coming together. We begin to practice for when we get over yonder. This is a practicing place. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me just say something this morning. It's not wrong, praise God, if you come and you just want to practice and just sit up there and say, praise the Lord. You just want to say, Pastor, I just want to raise my hand and just say, I want to praise the Lord this morning. He is good. You know what you're doing? You're practicing for heaven. Amen. When we're truly born again, we've shared the gospel, people get in, and all of a sudden they want to go to church, they want to get in, they want to worship God. Amen. You do it a time or two and then it feels so good, praise God. You get to where you want to do it all the time. Amen. You know why we don't shout and praise God no more? We ain't practiced. Amen. We've got rusty at it. Amen. We've come to accept the status quo. We'll come to church, we'll sit, we'll listen, we'll get up and we'll go to the house, and then next time we'll come back and we caught up in the status quo. Amen. And we think ourselves, the old devil comes along, he sits on your shoulder, sits beside you in the pew, and he says, don't do nothing. If you do, people will think you're stupid. Just sit there and don't do nothing. Amen. And it'll be over in a few minutes, and you go home. Amen. And you go home, and you get in the car, and you start home, and you say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that. Be like the little boy told his daddy. He said, no wonder, Daddy, you didn't put in but a nickel. Amen. I want to say, you get out of it what you put into it. As a fellow talking to me a while back. And he said, preacher, I just don't know what I'm going to do. So down there at the church, he said, I go and I sit, and the preacher at singing gets up, and I don't get nothing out of it. The preacher gets up, and I don't get nothing out of it. He said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And I didn't say nothing. And then he pushed me. He said, well, what do you think? What do I need to do? I said, I can tell you what you need to do, but you ain't going to like it. He said, no, tell me. He said, I want to know. I said, have you ever thought about getting on your face and praying, asking God to forgive you your sins, and praying for your church, and praying for your pastor, and praying that the Spirit of God would just fill you to overflowing, and when you get down there, praise God, Lord, glory, hallelujah, you better lift up your hand and say, glory, hallelujah, I thank God for what He's doing in my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, don't blame it on your church. Don't blame it on the church people. Don't blame it on your pastor, praise God. You've got to take responsibility for yourself. You know what's wrong with the world today? Nobody wants to take responsibility for themselves. We want to blame all their shortcomings and all our failings on somebody else. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He says, you've got to take responsibility for yourself. He said, those that do and those that do right, those that do righteously, God said, I'm going to bless them, I'm going to help them, I'm going to encourage them, I'm going to commend them. But He said, those that won't take responsibility, that don't want and long for the things of God, are going to be cast off into hell. All without God. God said, if you don't want me, praise God, I won't force myself on you. But said, if you want me, I'll come into you. God, He said, in Revelation 3, He said, I'll come into you and I'll sup with you and you with me. He said, we'll have us a time. Amen. If you want me. When the gospel goes out, people begin to seek the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Once they know Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, things begin to happen different. Amen. They'll begin to chase after God. They won't have to be begged, praise God, to get in and do something for the Lord. They won't be back to begged and persuaded to come in and fellowship with God. And with the brethren. Amen. Praise His name. They'll gather around. Amen. They'll gather around the altar. They'll gather around the house of God and they'll worship God together. They'll encourage each other. And they'll be encouraged by one another. Amen. That's what the Lord is trying to tell us. The sheep were brought in. Amen. They entered into the kingdom. Now He's talking about this millennial kingdom that the Lord's going to set up when He comes. Amen. The sheep will be called in. Those that love the Lord Jesus, those that during the tribulation period that support Israel and the brethren of Israel, and they support them, they lift them up because those are the apple of God's eye. And God said, I'll bless those that bless Israel and I'll curse those that curse Israel. Guess what? He hasn't changed His mind. Amen. He still wants to be a blessing. Still wants us to be a blessing. Amen. And so He said those that'll be, the sheep will be brought in. Amen. Into the kingdom. The goats will be cast out into darkness. They'll be cast out into hell. I won't say this and listen to me. There is a literal place called hell. It's not just a thought. It's not just an idea. It's a literal place where real people really go. A place that burns with fire. A place of anguish and torment. A place where there's no rest day or night. A place where there's fire and agony and anguish throughout all eternity. Amen. It's an awful place. But He said, listen, said, I want the blessed of God. He said, I'll call them. Who are those blessed of God? Those that trust and believe on Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as their Lord and their Savior. Amen. He'll call them in. He'll call them out. And He'll call them up. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to be one of those that one day in a little while, I'm going to go home to be with the Lord. Amen. In a little while, a few minutes, I'll hush and we'll dismiss and we'll separate and we'll go to our places of abode. You might say, well, I'm going home. Amen. I want to tell you, that's just a place. To me, 187 Pine Brook Road is just a place of abode. That's where I live right now. But my home is in glory. My home is in heaven, praise God. And I'm not going to be satisfied till I get there. Amen. Because God Almighty, my Savior, wasn't satisfied till He had prepared a place and a way for me. He prepared a way for me to get there, and He prepared a place for me when I do get there. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Of course, they said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, preacher, how do we enter into the pro? How do we get the blessed hope? How do we get the blessed, become the blessed of God? By receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and going, but just staying with Him all the days of our life, trusting and obeying Him. Trusting Him to get us, praise God, in His righteousness to the portals of glory one day in a little while. Lord, He'll usher us in into the presence of a holy God. Amen. Won't that be something? He said, enter in. Praise the Lord. Enter in. Come on home. Gather you around her. Take you to your place. Won't that be something? I told him, I said, it don't really matter to me what kind of place I've got in there. Somebody said, well, I want a little cabin, you know, on the side of the road. It don't matter to me, praise God, as long as I'm in the presence of my Savior forever and ever and ever, amen. To be with Him where He is, it don't matter. Whether I'm there or here or yonder in the uttermost part of the universe, praise God, I'm going to be with my Savior and my Lord. Because He's made me that promise. And He's made you that promise too. If you're a child of God today, if you've been born again, if you're the blessed of God, the ones that He's calling unto Himself, the ones He receives unto Himself, praise God, you've got that blessed hope today in Christ Jesus. If you're not, you say, preacher, how do I know? Because you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you love His people, you love His church, you love fellowship, you love God, you love Jesus Christ with all your heart. You hear the speed, the Bible says we're led of the Spirit. The Spirit of God, it directs us, it shows us the way He'd have us to go and helps us to walk therein. It's a different day, a different walk when you walk with Christ, when you are the blessed of God, called unto Him, praise God, for His glory. It's all about the glory of God He gets from us receiving Him and knowing Him and the free pardon of sin.